Okay, guys, this is your audio boo for your Chapter 4 test review. So listen to this many times as you need to, and definitely use the Study Blue app also to study your vocabulary. The first section in Chapter 4 dealt with the history of the atomic model. Know that Dalton proposed the theory that all matter is made up of individual particles called atoms, which cannot be divided. They're indivisible. Thomson's experiments provided the first evidence that atoms are made of even smaller particles. So he was kind of the one that discovered protons and neutrons. And according to Rutherford's model, all of an atom's positive charge is concentrated in its nucleus. Rutherford also did the experiment with the gold foil. Also know that Democritus was the one that named the atom atomos, which means indivisible. Section 2 dealt with the structure of the atom. Protons, electrons, and neutrons are subatomic particles. Protons, electrons, and neutrons can be distinguished by mass, charge, and location in an atom. Protons have a positive charge, neutrons are neutral, and electrons are negative. Atoms of different elements have different numbers of protons, and isotopes of an element have the same atomic number but different mass numbers because they have different numbers of neutrons. So again, isotopes have different numbers of neutrons. Also know a little bit about the modern atomic theory in Section 3. An electron in an atom can move from one energy level to another when the atom gains or loses energy. Scientists use the electron cloud model to describe the possible location of electrons around the nucleus. This is also called the Bohr model. We made these in class with our atomic snowflakes. And also know an electron cloud is a good approximation of how electrons behave in their orbitals. There's only a 90% chance that you'll know where the electrons are because they're always moving. And the most stable electron configuration is the one in which the electrons are in orbitals with the lowest possible energies. So lowest possible energies would be those levels that are closest to the nucleus. So hopefully this helps a little bit. Be sure and definitely study the vocabulary. That will help you. Study the scientists that we went over. Definitely study your atomic snowflake worksheet. That'll also help you. Good luck, and listen to this again, and maybe listen to it in the morning before you come take the test.